Roberts. A strong earthquake struck the Aegean Sea Friday and was felt in both Greece and Turkey, where at least 4 people were killed as buildings collapsed in the coastal province of Izmir. Witnesses said people poured onto the streets in panic in Izmir City after the quake struck, with a magnitude of up to 7.0, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The tremor could be felt as far away as Istanbul and on Greek islands. High tidal waves were seen in both countries and led to flooding in parts of the Izmir coast. There were various reports of collapsed buildings with people stuck in the wreckage in some districts of Izmir, with the governor there saying 70 people have been rescued from under rubble. Authorities say a new suspect is in custody in the investigation of a gruesome attack by a Tunisian man who killed 3 people in a French church. The 47-year-old man is believed to have been in contact with the suspected attacker the night before the assault on the Notre Dame Basilica in Nice. France heightened its security alert amid religious and geopolitical tensions around cartoons mocking the Muslim prophet Muhammad. In a video statement, Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison condemned the attack.
Australia utterly condemns the heinous terrorist attacks that have been undertaken on innocent people in France. These multiple attacks are despicable. They're disgraceful. Not only are they an attack on the individuals and their families, but they are an attack on liberty.
A Kenyan court Friday sentenced 2 men to serve 18 years in prison for conspiring with the Al-Shabaab extremist who killed 67 people at Nairobi's Westgate shopping mall in 2013. This is VOA News. The foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan sat down Friday for talks in Geneva as mediators pressed ahead with a new effort to negotiate a ceasefire over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. A new round of diplomatic talks was initially set to take place in Geneva Thursday, but they were postponed amid a new spike in fighting. Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko held a meeting with his new chiefs Friday, following a reshuffle as he seeks to tighten his grip on power after months of unprecedented protest. The ex-Soviet nation has witnessed huge demonstrations since the 66-year-old strongman claimed a landslide victory in an August presidential election that opponents say was rigged. Friday, Lukashenko appointed a new police chief for the capital, Minsk. Tanzanian President John Magufuli and his party barreled towards victory Friday in presidential and parliamentary elections the opposition condemned as stained by fraud. The all-but-certain victory in Wednesday's vote will further cement the power of a party that has been in power since independence in 1961, that stands accused of a worrying slide into autocracy under Magufuli. The U.S. presidential campaigns are focused on Midwestern states today as the November 3rd election draws near. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It'll be Joe Biden's busiest day on the trail yet. He has stops in Wisconsin and Iowa, both of which voted for President Trump in 2016, and Minnesota, which Hillary Clinton won and has long been a solidly blue state. But it's where the president's making a push, and he will appear there as well today. Despite the Midwestern focus, Biden figures the race could be decided in the South.
If Florida goes blue, it's over. It's over.
He was in Florida yesterday, as was the president, who also has stops today in Michigan and Wisconsin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of people infected by the coronavirus continued to surge in Europe over the past week, keeping the continent at the epicenter of the pandemic. With a huge 40% increase, it is far the region recording the highest number of cases, ahead of the United States and Canada. More than 11 million people in England are now effectively under lockdown, with a toughening of local restrictions across several regions likely in coming days. The number of infections also increased in the Middle East and Latin America. Croatia is the place where the pandemic advanced the quickest, with a 90% increase. U.S. biotech firm Regeneron said Friday it was suspending enrollment for a study of its COVID-19 antibody treatment among the sickest patients who require high-flow oxygen or on ventilators. Via remote, I'm Diane.
And more. VOA 1.